You know, while you get out of Nam, one way or the other, eventually, Nam really never gets out of you. I can be with friends at a barbecue, just sitting there, and suddenly my glance will get far away. My hands will start to tremble, and everybody will stare at me as they see the glass that I'm drinking out of just burst in my hand as I start hearing those voices. The voices! Those voices that remind me of the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Vanelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Quang Tree, 1967. We were marching routine patrol. Keep it lively. I don't know, but I've been told. Hup, two, three, four. Eskimo hobbles mighty cold. Hup, two, three, four. To left, to left, to left, 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 to left, to left, to left. Well, we were supposedly going through a secured area. So we were walking kind of easy. Rifles over our shoulders. Men joking, slapping each other in the tuchus. It was supposed to be secure, but we made the cardinal mistake in making Nam. Nothing is secure as we walked along. Incoming! It's an ambush! Return fire! Robinson, set up that M60! Cut a jacket, Shapiro! Follow me! Tried to outflank them, but the fire was just too heavy. One after another, they lob mortars our way. Grab some real estate, hot one on the way! It looked like we were going to be overrun. We just couldn't lay down fire fast enough. They were coming at us drugged up, hopped up. The men said, "Sarge, we're going to be overrun. Should we affix bayonets?" I said, "Bayonets, hell! Affix chainsaw! Come on, you little maggots! Overrun this!" Yeah! All right. Yeah, you weren't using that arm, were you? Ah! Ink. Well, sure enough, we finally beat back the resistance. I started to count heads. It looked like all the men were okay except for Di Lorenzo. A mortar blew off both of his legs. We called in a dust off, but I knew it would do no good. Too much loss of blood already. He was white as a ghost. I just held him in my arms. I put a camel between his lips. I said, "Di Lorenzo, rest easy." He said, "Don't try to cover up what's wrong with me, Sarge. I know I'm not going to make it. The only thing that makes me kind of happy at this moment is I'm never going to pay you that $5 I owe you. Bye-bye, Sarge. Looks like I finally got one over on you." And then he was gone to his great reward. All the men laughed. "Hey, that's like Di Lorenzo, huh? Always gets the last word in. Hey, I guess he told you, Sarge." But it was eating at me. It was eating at me long after the battle was gone and Di Lorenzo was shipped away. I don't like anybody getting the last word. Nobody gets the last word. It's Sergeant Fury. So we passed this Mountain Guard village. Mountain Guard tribesmen. Everywhere. They had witch doctors and potions. I said, "Hey, is it possible that I could have like an out-of-body experience? Could you give me one of your potions and lay me down on a grass floor, and I could travel like astro travel up to heaven just briefly? There's a guy I need to talk to up there." And they said, "Oh, astro travel possible. You drink this." And they handed me this like steaming little beverage, you know, and I drank it. I lay down on the floor and all the men got around me and watched, and sure enough, I started feeling real funny, you know. And suddenly I was looking down at myself, lying on the floor, and the men gathered around looking down at me. I said, "Guys, guys, They couldn't hear me. They were just smoking camels watching me lying there, and suddenly I went through the roof of that hatch higher and higher, and before you know it, I was... Well, I was way, way, way high in the air, and I saw a long line. I said, my God, that must be it. That must be the pearly gates. I couldn't believe my luck. And there was DiLorenzo, all back in one piece, standing in line, waiting to get in. I said, hey, DiLorenzo! He turned around and said, my God, Fury, is that you? Did you take a hit, too? I said, no, I didn't take a hit. I took a powder. Where's my $5? He said, I don't believe it. I said, I told you I'd follow you to hell and back if you didn't listen to my orders. Well, lucky for you, you made it up here. Where's my $5? Well, the line was getting closer and closer to the pearly gates. He whipped out his wallet and gave me that $5. As he was paying me, I looked, and there was VC in the line. Guys I had just chopped up with my chainsaw. I said, look at this, DiLorenzo. Guys were just blowing away. They're waiting to get into heaven, too. What gives? He said, I don't know. I've been noticing it myself. I'm almost tempted not to go in. I said, well, DiLorenzo, how about one last firefight? One last firefight! He said, you got it. I slipped him a .45. I whipped out my M16. I said, all right! Let's finish what we started back on end! Get up! We started cutting him down. Now splatter the pearly gates with blood! Get it! We splattered him in the clouds. We splattered. St. Peter came running along saying, hey, hey, you can't be shooting up in heaven. I said, watch me. Well, while all this battle was going on up there in heaven, the guys down on earth saw me lying there, and they said, you know, he don't look so big and bad now. He don't look so tough now, does he, Mr. Sergeant Fury? Guys, we may never get this chance again. So as I lay there in that grass hut, they grabbed me. Oh! Hey, Robinson, you want us lying there? I had no idea, of course. I was up in heaven. Oh, God. Well, finally I heard a big, heavy voice as we were shooting and slinging lead and blowing away commies. I heard a big, heavy voice say, hey, what in the blue blazes is going on here? And I thought, oh, I got to get out of here. So I kind of leapt off the nearest cloud. I said, I got to go. Take care. DiLorenzo, right when you get working. And sure enough, the potion wore off, and I eventually came to lying there in that little... In that little hut. I sat up and I looked, and there were all the men standing around. There was the tribesman that had given me the potion. I said, wow. And I held up the $5. I held up the $5! I said, that'll teach you guys. Nobody gets away from Fury. You hear me? Nobody. One of the men said, Sarge, you think you'll astral travel again? I said, no, I don't think so. Jeez, it wasn't bad, but it sure does make your butt sore, I'll tell you that.
Today's edition of Masterpiece Theater has been postponed, so we can bring you more of The Grease Man on DC 101.